Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Myra Wallace, please?
Speaking.
Just for qualification. Okay. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay, is this some kind of security? This is just a survey, you said, right?
No, it's a survey, man. It's a political survey.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and just to be sure, just to make sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, ma'am? Are you white, African American, or Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, a mix, including Black or African American, or mixed race?
African American.
Okay, thank you. All right, now I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the 2024 election for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay? All right, ma'am. All right, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
Oh, boy, now that's like too much. I'm like 61.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please rate me your level of motivation for voting on the next presidential congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, but you can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, 10, extremely motivated, all right? All right, ma'am, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would that be very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Very.
Very. Very closely. All right, ma'am, and regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I would say strong.
It's strong. Okay. All right. And thinking about that direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
This is a loaded question because the direction that the country is headed is not really because of the present president that we have. So I don't know how the hell to answer that question.
Well, just generally speaking, okay, the way you see things.
All right, so then it's going to be dissatisfied.
Okay, just dissatisfied, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and now, when you hear about inflation and, you know, the rising cost, who or what do you blame, you know, the most? Would you say the Republican in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, the Biden administration and their policies, the COVID pandemic, or big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed?
It's more than one now. This is a loaded question. It's a combination.
Okay, well, let me put other, you say combination, right?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a combination. It's a combination of the Republicans, and it's a combination of something you said about the rising prices.
The Federal Reserve rising interest rates.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a combination. This is a loaded
combination question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put comment on other. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues, you know, and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress, you know, to focus on. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue it is, you know, for you to have your member of Congress focus on? You can use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one would be creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
Well,
would you say that's not important, somewhat
no,
important?
No, I ain't gonna say that. It's like an 8 because,
eight.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, it's an 8.
8. Okay. What about fighting back against the rise of white nationalism?
That's a 10, honey. They need to fight against
that
one.
Okay. All right. What about reducing gun violence?
That's another 10.
No, 10, reforming.
Hold on, let me make, do I have my numbers right? 10 means that it's very important, right?
Yeah, extremely important.
Oh, okay.
And, you know.
Okay.
All right. Okay, the other one is reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
That's another 10.
Another 10. Okay, all right, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
That's another 10.
And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
10, okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, switching gears a little and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be a strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
No, I'm going to say I approve.
Would that be just somewhat approved or strongly approved?
Strongly.
And strongly. Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
I'm going to say a 95.
95. Okay. Donald Trump.
A 0.
0?
Yes.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
The same thing like Donald Trump. 0.
0. Okay. Marianne Williamson. Williamson.
Who in the world is that? Let me see. I'm not sure if I know who she is.
Okay, no problem. We just want to know if you know anything about it. Okay, if not, no problem. We'll move to the next one. Black Pack.
Is that somebody's name?
No, it's I think it's an organization, okay? Black Pack or Black PAC. I don't know how, but that's what Black Pack.
Can I go in the middle of the road with this one?
You can do what you call neutral. You know, 50 is neutral. I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna do it neutral. I have an idea about what this is about, but yeah.
Okay. What about Tim Scott?
Oh, did you say Tim Scott?
Yeah, Tim. T-I-M Scott.
Oh my God. Oof. He's like a 40%.
40%. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West? Or, you know, if undecided, please say so, too.
Well, I would definitely vote for the president, president. I would vote for Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Just if they, just them two.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. All right, ma'am. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote? You know, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy, you know, and hate crimes to black people in America today? Would you say very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Well, I mean, I'm going to say I'm worried.
Would that be somewhat or very?
No, very worried.
Very worried. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to read you what some others have said, you know, they believe are, you know, threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to the biggest threats to the African community, African-American community right now? The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, books bans, you know, and threatens to erase our history, rising crime and violence, a lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights, you know, rights and freedoms.
I'm gonna tell you something. Everything you said on that list is really.
Okay, I think you don't have to. I mean, you can pick as many as you want because you don't give me no. You don't tell me how many. Okay, so you can pick as many. If you want me to pick them all, I can pick them all.
Yeah, pick them all because all of them is something else right now. All of them.
Okay. Because yes, which of the following do you believe is to the biggest threats? In, you know, so you say all of them.
All of them is a big threat. Okay. This country is in another planet about right now.
Okay, you're supposed to just only let me pick two, okay, to be the most important one.
Oh, they want me to pick two now?
Yes,
Lord.
To be the,
Oh, okay. The Donald Trump is one of them. For him to become president again, that is like, yeah, that's one. And then, did you say something about,
Let me read him again. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, books bans, you know, and that threatens to erase our history, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
That one there. The Supreme Court, rolling back the rights of the people.
All right. All right, ma'am. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say yes a lot, yes some, only a little, or nothing at all?
No, yes some.
Yes, Sam. Okay. And has what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Would that be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, or much more unfavorable?
Well, it's not the more favorable. I guess it's somewhat.
Somewhat more favorable. Okay. Somewhat more favorable. Okay. Now, I want to read you some of the things, you know, Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me, how important that is to you. Okay. Here's the first one. Created the most diverse government in our history. over half of 1,500 president, you know, appointments are now white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Okay, they are non-white, and nearly 60% are women, the most ever. Would you say that's very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
No, I think it's important.
Would it be some or very important?
Very.
Okay. He expanded background checks for gun purchases and improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse. Would you say very important, somewhat? Not very or
very.
Not at all important? Okay.
Very.
He cut inflation by nearly 60% and, you know, the lowest in the last 18 months. Very important or not at all important or somewhat?
No, that's very important. That's very important.
Oh, okay. He made unemployment benefits tax-free during COVID. Would that be very important, somewhat, or not very important?
It had to be very important at the time.
Okay. Very important. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments, you know, of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be a strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No, I'm going to say that I strongly approve.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am. All right, then, I'm going to read you some reasons, you know, others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate me, you know, each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there's very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, gun violence is getting worse and, you know, taking a heavy toll on our communities. And young people, you know, but MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get a carry, you know, a gun without a permit. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
No, it's very convincing.
Okay, what number would you say from 0 to 10?
The whole spiel that you read, I think, is very, very important. I think it's a 10.
Okay, a 10. Okay. Racism and white supremacy are, you know, on the rise in America and threaten our communities. It threaten all of, you know, advancements our community has fought for, you know, fought so long for. We can't stand by, you know, as they try to make, you know, to take our, you know, backwards, you know. And it's our responsibility and our time to step it up. Come together and use our political power to protect our communities and future. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
No, that's a 10.
That's a 10. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. We're almost done with this survey. Okay. I really appreciate your time. I know you have a million things to do, but you decided to help me with this survey. Okay. And I really appreciate that. We're almost finished. I only have sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on the next presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated, you know, to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, but you can use any number from 0 to 10.
A 10.
A 10. Okay. Right, ma'am, and what stood out, you know, to you most from the arguments you just heard? Can you give me that on a sentence? You know, can you tell me what stood up?
But which what are you exactly referring to?
Well, the arguments I read to you earlier about the gun violence is getting worse and taking heavy role, you know, on the two statements that I read to you. I remember I told you that was the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024.
Okay, so what?
Those arguments.
So
the question is, what stood up? What stood up? The you know. Let me see. What stood
out?
To you? Okay.
The
all
gun
right,
violence, because you it's just like you can't even leave your house. You know, you're afraid to go to the supermarket. I mean, it's just terrible.
Gun violence, right? Gun
violence, yeah.
I'm writing this down, okay? Gun violence.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each one, please tell me whether you have used them, you know, in the past 2 days. YouTube, would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Snapchat?
Never.
Okay, TikTok?
Never.
Instagram?
Never.
Apple News?
Who? Oh, Apple News? Never.
Yes, never. Facebook.
I look at it, so yes.
But in the past 2 days?
Oh, yeah, I look at it. Yeah, I've looked at it in the past 2 days.
Twitter.
No, I have not looked at it.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. All right, and now switching gears a bit, okay, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Undergraduate bachelor's degree.
Okay, so bachelor's degree, okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Separated.
Okay, separated. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living with you in your house?
No children at all.
Not yet. Okay, in thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say I'm somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay.
I think so, thinking about
your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, or less than half, or hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Wait a second, I got to think about that one now. So basically, do I have a lot of, I'm going to say, because I live in an apartment complex, so is that what we're talking about here? But not really,
yes,
we're talking about outside of the apartment complex, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
all your neighborhood.
My neighborhood. Now, what was the choices?
Nearly all, more than half, about half. Less than half, hardly any, or none at all.
So you're talking, it got to be at least, I'm going to say it's at least 50-60%. It could even be more than that because I'm in a southern state here, white, so I don't know.
About half or less than half?
No, I'm going to say at least half. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say at least half.
Okay, about half. Okay, all right. All right, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban, suburban, or rural. Well, it's not rural. I'm in the South, but it's not, I wouldn't call it a city to me. So, every time somebody asks me this question, I don't know what the heck it is. Let me see. All right, so it's not urban. I guess it would be suburban then, I guess. Yeah.
Suburban.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, and were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States? Yes or no?
No. Over there, no. My grandparents were born in the United States. Both of them.
And were were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No, both of my parents was born right here in the USA.
Okay, and were you born outside the United States?
No, I was born right here in the South.
Okay. All right, ma'am, well, that was the last question, okay? This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. It was very nice doing a survey with you.
You're welcome. You too. I hope you get more participants. Thank you, and have a good evening.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.